One of the great stories out of last year's kooky COVID-altered college football season was that of a school in Conway, South Carolina. The Coastal Carolina Chanticleers finished 11-1, won the Sun Belt Conference with a perfect 8-0 mark, and made the program's first ever FBS bowl game. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name's Greg Stewart, and this is a program you help sponsor with those generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime for all the info you need to give and hear the show as a podcast, download it as a podcast right there at WWIB.com. Coastal head coach Jamie Chadwell is one of the brightest coaching stars in the nation, and the 44-year-old is with me today from Conway. Jamie, thanks for taking the time here to talk about your ball club and your faith along the way, and we'll talk a little Coastal Carolina football here. What about the team's wild ride in 2020 to 11-1?
Well, it was a tremendous year, and to be honest with you, about 99% of people, was unexpected. But I think in our circle, we felt like we were a team that had a chance to be pretty good, and I think that's what makes it special when people don't expect certain things and you're able to go do that. And we had a group of young people that blocked out that noise and rallied around each other, rallied around for a common purpose. And was able to go and just play tremendous, really, all 12 games. Obviously, we didn't finish the whole thing there in the bowl game, but the way our team rose up through the challenges, fighting the COVID and all the distractions that could have happened, and they came together. And I think as a coach, more than anything, we're judged on wins and losses, but to have a group of young people come together from all different backgrounds for something common, to give up themselves, to be selfless, for a greater cause is something special, and that's how faith is, right? That's what we're trying to do in our Christian walk, mm-hmm. is be selfless and follow Jesus, and I was just proud of our team for the things that they did.
All right, so what was it like for you as a coach, Jamie, to kind of navigate all this COVID stuff that you had as college football teams last year?
Well, I think the biggest challenge with that was after you're getting your test, how many times you test weekly is this, are we going to be able to play this week? I think that was the most nerve-wracking part because you tried to get a routine as much as you could, but in the testing, you're just holding your breath each week and saying, hey, we're preparing, and are we going to play a team or a game this week, or who, if we play, who are we going to have? And the biggest part of that, from a standpoint of a coach, I think, is what you try to do is through all those different distractions and things, try to give your team as much routine as possible, and that's what we tried to do. And then we tested every Wednesday, and then Thursday morning we're waiting for the news. Hey, who's playing? We got everybody, and we're celebrating. All right, we got to change course if we lost some people. That was in my opinion, that was the hardest thing to deal with because it was each week you're just holding your breath because a kid might not have any symptoms, end up having it, and then after you do the contact tracing, Who do you lose? And those things were just challenges. But I felt like the teams that just controlled what they could control and handled that were the ones that had the most success. And it's easy to make excuses, right? Well, we're not doing this or that. And I'm more of a let's find a way instead of make excuse person.
Yeah. You didn't sign up for this stuff as a college football coach originally. This protocol stuff with the COVID. Did you find yourself, during the season saying, I'm just tired of all this stuff. Let's just let me coach football.
Well, you do get to that point, but where it almost wore on you because you have to go through so many things, and then each week there was something new. There was a new rule that came out because everybody's trying to figure it out, And I try to stay in my lane as much as we can. You trust your medical professionals and those things, but sometimes it does get frustrating. Oh, we got to do this again. We got to do this again. But I think as a coach. And really, as a father, as a husband, you set the tone for how your team or how your family reacts to certain situations. And what we tried to do with this team is not react in a negative way to anything that we had to do. Say, hey, this is part of what we're going to do. And then almost embrace it, if you could use that word during this time frame, embrace it, to where they thought, hey, you know what? all right, this is just the next thing we got to do to go out and get to play the games we want to play and get to, and coach the games we want to coach. And I think the way you view those opportunities, some people view them as negatives, but the way you view those opportunities, that really determines how you can climb through them.
Yeah. Well, you don't just turn a switch and go 11-1 in college football and finish in the top 20 in the country. The foundation for this year's team, what they did, had to be laid months, maybe years before. How did you get her done?
Well, I think two things. We were one of the only two schools in FBS football that got all spring practice in. And so we were able to have that sort of set, not sort of set the foundation and identity of what we wanted to have, and then everything sort of shut down. But we at least had that foundation set. And then it was everything broke down, and it was March, and everybody shattered, and you don't know what's going on. We had a group of young people, specifically our seniors, that had been here. This was our fourth year of FBS, and they'd been here and not had a winning season, been told how bad they were. They did not let our team and our young people go backwards. They stayed in contact. They did the things necessary. So when we were able to come back, there was always – nobody knew if you were coming back or not, but our players kept that hope out there.
Jamie Chadwell, the Coastal Carolina University football coach, head football coach, and they had a couple of wins over top 25 teams. A year of first FBS bowl game, first time they've – beating two opponents in the top 25, including an amazing come-from-behind victory over BYU. SportsCenter was there on campus that day, and you guys knock off a fine BYU team. I think we'll leave that for our next conversation, talk about what that day was like and how that propelled you to this amazing season, Coach. Thanks for being here. We'll talk again on the next Sports and Commentary. Until then, God bless you.
God bless. Thank you very much.